The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
So, good to hear you, Charles, singing Streets of Philadelphia. Getting ready.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great tune. 55th ACMs comes up on Wednesday night, and Keith Urban is going to be the host. It'll be a fantastic celebration, but weird this year with the Opry and the Ryman and the Bluebird, and our coverage brought to you by Ford and the Ford F-150. So it's been an interesting year for everybody, and it's most of the theme of what we're talking about. So how did you guys make it through quarantine? Are you guys okay? It's an interesting year.
Yeah, you know, thankfully, all of us and our little ones are healthy. We've just been hunkering down a lot together as a family, and it's been really hard, I think, on all of us, just not being able to tour. You know, we would have played Bridgestone here in Nashville a couple nights ago, right, for Charles's birthday.
Oh, that's right. That would have been my birthday.
You know, just missing the interaction, not only just with each other in the very beginning, but also just the live show, the fans, hearing live music. And so it has been. It's been hard, but you know what? We just need to stay safe.
The one good thing, though, is we've written more songs than we've ever written in forever. I mean, probably the most songs since the first, you know, year or two as being a band. And so, you know, it has been a little different, though, writing over Zoom. But I find that you can get really it's really efficient. Like everybody kind of is, you know, there's no like dilly dallying. Like you really dig in, and we've got some really special songs out of it. So I'm proud of that.
That's awesome. And you guys started out quarantine on the ACM Presents, and nobody expected the heartwarming, wonderful feelings you guys gave everybody with the kids popping up on all the Zooms that day. And that was kind of the beginning of all of this. And you guys are still remembered for that. It's one of the highlights of the year.
I'm getting every day with my kids now. I mean, you know, it's a tough summer to not be out there on the road, but you know, my son and my daughter, they get daddy every morning and every night now. So we're finding those blessings during this time and soaking up those moments with the family. But oh, I want to be out there so bad, especially playing some of the new music we have. And oh, I'm just excited.
Are you guys doing anything Wednesday night on the show?
We'll be there, but no, we're just going to kind of tune in and check it out. And we're up for two awards. So, you know, fingers crossed, swept for group and then a single with What If I Never Get Over You. So, looking forward to that.
So did you guys talk about what could happen if all of a sudden the governors of all 50 states go, all right, come on, let's go. Let's do some live music. Are you guys ready?
we were talking earlier about, I mean, I'm not much of a crier, but I think I'll tear up and hit that stage for the first time, especially, you know, with maybe one of our more like heartfelt songs. And, you know, especially a song like Run to You, that was our first number one. And just what that song says, you know, so much represents, you know, what the feeling I've tried to have this year is just leaning on your faith and your friends and family and getting through this together.
It's been a tremendous year, and I'm looking forward to everybody kind of bringing somewhat normalcy on Wednesday night. I mean, and Keith Urban will do a great job of kind of tying that all together, and I can't wait to see it. But like, I cannot wait till the calendar says 2021.
Yes.
You and everybody else.
And we'll see what the next year brings. But you guys are great, and I appreciate the partnership we've had in the last how many years you guys been active now? 15, is it? Gotta be.
This is the first summer in 13 years we haven't toured. So we've been together a long time.
Wow.
Gosh, just appreciate you and the support with Champagne Nights.
Yeah, I was about to say, country radio's had our backs, and y'all are just so amazing. We appreciate it.
Well, it's all about the hits. You guys make hits. It's fantastic.
And just seeing you in person.
I know.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Hugging you through the screen right now.
Well, you know, the last time I saw you guys in New York City, we did the Beasley Christmas party with the clients, and that was fun. I remember Bill Cower was there, Coach
Steele. He was. I remember. Yeah, I saw him right there by the stage.
Yeah. So it was good to see you guys then, and hopefully we'll see you in a bigger situation.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Good to see you, Russ. Thank you.
Charles, good to see you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.